And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 7th of March, 2017. It was on this day in 1923 that Robert Frost's poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening was published in the New Republic magazine, one of the best-known poems in all of American literature. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. He'd stayed up all night working on a different poem called New Hampshire, and then went outside, watched the sunrise, felt pretty good, and went back in the house, and he wrote Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, though there was no snow. He wrote it, he said, almost without lifting the pencil from the paper. It was on this date in 1994 the Supreme Court ruled that parodies do not require the permission of the original copyright holder. The rap group Two Live Crew wanted to do a parody of Roy Orbison's Oh Pretty Woman, and the publisher would not let them do it. They went ahead and did it anyway. They were taken to court. The court ruled in favor of Two Live Crew, and then an appeals court reversed the lower court, and then the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Two Live Crew. It had enormous implications for the Internet, this Supreme Court case, and without it, search engines would be unable to display copyright-protected material in their results, and Google would not be able to digitally scan entire books without the copyright holder's permission. It was on this day, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell got his patent for what became known as the telephone. He tried to sell the patent to Western Union. They were not interested, and so he started the Bell Telephone Company. Even though he found the telephone annoying and refused to ever have a telephone installed in his home. And 4 years later, Bell filed a patent for a photophone, a wireless device in which the speakers could see each other as they talked. Here's a poem for today by Ralph Stevens, A World of Singers. We live in a world of singers, and the song is loud or soft, sweet or shrill, sometimes silent. But listen, with a storm approaching, someone shelters a robin's nest. Another whistles to a black dog on the beach. One laughs to herself, reading alone in the kitchen. In the woodlot, someone grunts as he swings the axe. There's the sound trees make after the wind stops, and there are those who look into the eyes of nurses coming off the night shift, those greeting the undertaker when he arrives with his unique instruments. A man has just argued with his wife. Now he stands alone on the dark porch, watching the rain. One hums at the workbench, carving a delicate bird. Last night she groaned with relief after a phone call. One sighs as he imagines Odysseus tied to the mast, and one looks up when a bell rings and a customer enters his shop. One is astonished, hearing the fox bark its own peculiar song, and one just stands on the rocks, listening to the sea. A poem by Ralph Stevens, A World of Singers, from At Bunker Cove, published by Moon Pie Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to planning for your success. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.